I'll make a motion to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council at 8:26 PM.
Second.
Please vote.
Is everybody muted?
Sorry.
All council members.
I was thinking about going on.
A motion to come out of executive session at 8:26, is that right? Has carried. The executive session was limited to the following subjects: to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Item number 14, consider resolution 2025-88 approving amendment 9 with HDR for engineering services for phase 5 of the water treatment plant expansion. Is this like 9 lives, Mr. Heaton?
9 lives, yes. All right, thank you, Mayor. What you have before you right now is an amendment with HDR to extend their engineering services, partly for phase 5 and then partly for the industrial water main project. As I've been here almost 2 years, seems way longer than that some days. Phase 5 is a huge project that's been going on for a number of years, and as we're winding down and starting to put things into use, we're starting to find the things that we wish we would have caught 4 or 5 years ago. The scope in there for the construction phase of the water treatment plant expansion kind of addresses some of the things that I've seen and that the staff has brought to me over the last several months, namely some improvements to the chlorine room, the existing chlorine room, to add some better ventilation and safety equipment for the guys. They do use gas chlorine, so any leak at all is a no-go, so we want to make sure that everything's working properly down there. And then there's like security intercoms and gate modifications that's in there. So we're now going to have 3 gates to the facility. We want to make sure that once all this work is done, that the place is locked down so that the water plant operators know who's on the facility all the time. Mm-hmm. So anybody that would go down would hit the buzzer at the gate. It'll call the phone. There'll be a camera on it. So it's just things like that that we're trying to put in here. And then there's also just some extended work for HDR on the industrial water main. And then, as I mentioned earlier, just some coverage in there for any litigation that may come out of that at the end of the project. So that would add to their bill $181,400. Any questions?
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Kevin? Nothing? Okay. All right. How would council like to proceed?
I'll introduce resolution 2025-88.
Resolution number 2025-88 was introduced by Councilmember Letcher, approving Amendment 9 with HDR for engineering services for Phase 5 of the water treatment plant expansion.
Motion to adopt resolution 2025-88 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2025-88. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 15, consider resolution 2025-89. Approving a fee agreement with Young and White Law Office to represent the city in regard to the new water tower project and land acquisition. Mr. Heaton.
Oh, it's your lucky day. So last item for tonight is an agreement with the Young and White, the law firm, to help us with land acquisition issues on the potential new elevated water tower that we're working in partnership with the Natural Resource District. I think everybody knows this has been project's been in the works, I think, three or four years that at least discussion. Yeah, I mean, this is not a new topic necessarily, HGRD on different locations, working with the contract, or the engineer HGR to kind of come up with a best location, I guess, from constructability, ease of access, all of those things. But then also just what's before you tonight is to retain an attorney to kind of help us go through that land acquisition process when we get to that point. Any questions or anything?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Having none?
I'll introduce resolution number 2025-89.
Resolution number 2025-89 was introduced by Councilmember Letcher, approving a fee agreement with Young and White Law to represent the city in regard to the new water tower project and land acquisition.
Motion to adopt resolution 2025-89 is presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2025-89. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Item number 16.
I'd like to propose a motion to adjourn this meeting with the Blair City Council.
Second.
At 8:32.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Please register your vote.
What?
Is it not letting you?
No.
All council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned.